Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I feel sorry for this year's college graduates. They had to suffer through 2 years of COVID and online classes. Now, some of them are having their graduation ceremonies disrupted, even canceled, by protests over the war in Gaza. Yeah, it's probably more efficient to get your diploma in the mail, but too many students this year lost something priceless, the commencement address. Longtime listeners know I'm a connoisseur of this hallowed American institution. It's an opportunity to hear some in-person wisdom and inspiration from somebody who's really smart or famous or did something important a long time ago. Of course, graduation speeches can be full of clichés, but some are worth remembering. This year's crop, despite the disruptions, contains some highly useful advice. Also, for the first time in recent history, lots of unforgettable controversy. At Benedictine College in Kansas, for instance, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker denounced Gay Pride Month, told women graduates their place was in the kitchen, and then criticized President Biden for supporting abortion rights. Many listeners and some of his teammates were shocked, but also forced to think about what they really believe in. Biden, for his part, made headlines at West Point. There, he told U.S. Military Academy graduates that they, quote, took an oath not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America. That was a reference to Donald Trump, who's hinted he'd like to mobilize U.S. troops against his domestic enemies. Also controversial was comedian Jerry Seinfeld's appearance at Duke University. Before he could even open his mouth, 30 students walked out over his outspoken support for Israel and the Gaza war. But Seinfeld didn't talk at all about that. Instead, he gave a speech that ranks among the graduation greats. "Do not lose your sense of humor," he told him. "Humor is not just for the stress relief or even the simple fun of laughing. It's for the true perspective of the silliness of all humans and all existence. Try to enjoy some of the dumbness of it all. That's the best life advice I can give you." In this highly fraught graduation season, in this highly divided country, it could be all the advice you need. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.